O'Brien throws the dummy, tries to step inside Joel Moon, but he lost his balance, and Moon again with a strong tackle. O'Brien's left on the floor, the kick high on the last. He's looking for Junior Sow on that far side. It's dropped by Briscoe. Wood will take the ball. Wood to the line. Wood's over the line. Has he got the ball down? Yes, he has. Salford don't hang around. They've been sensational in the opening 6 minutes. This time they aren't. Stop from scoring the try. It's Wood after the mistake from Briscoe. He gets the ball, he gets the try, and Salford are in front, 4 points to nil.
I think Salford have deserved that on the way they've played this opening 5 minutes. They love to move the ball, but they're moving it constructively. It's not just passing for passing's sake. Their kicking game is brilliant as well. That was an absolutely pinpoint one again on the last tackle. And if Tom Briscoe has got a fault in his game at the moment, he just cannot catch those high kicks. And he leapt high this time. He looked as though he had his hands on the ball, but just couldn't pouch it. It dribbled along the line, and although Leeds had defenders back there, Wood picked it up. He saw a gap just 10 metres to the side of the post, managed to plant the ball down, and no more than Salford deserve. It's been a brilliant start.
Maguire back against the grain, runs and gets the ball to Joel Moon. Joel Moon then to Stevie Ward. Stevie Ward on the outside to Ryan Hall. Ryan Hall for the corner. Too big, too strong, too fast. Ryan Hall with the try in the corner. Brilliant player from Leeds. And again, the game is absolutely sensational. Leeds Rhinos hit back. It's Salford Red Devils 6, Leeds Rhinos 4.
Magnificent interplay between the Leeds halves. Maguire took the ball to the line, held it up again, talked about self-preservation, thought none of it, knew he was going to get absolutely smashed, just dropped the ball off for Moon. His pass was fantastic. Stevie Ward, alternating between centre and second row, was right on the fringes, took and gave loads of space for Ryan Hall, and it was a straight foot race between him and O'Brien. And you're not comparing like with like there, nothing to do with speed. The power of Ryan Hall was always going to get him into the corner.
Maguire gets the ball away to Watkins. Briscoe will score this time. Just weight of numbers on this far side, and the mistake from Josh Wood has been capitalised on by the Leeds Rhinos. They hit the front. It's Salford 6, Leeds Rhinos 10.
What great intelligence from Danny Maguire. Just switched the point of attack on the sixth tackle, spun the ball to Watkins. Watkins created the overlap for Briscoe. There was no stopping him this time. No Junior Sal that he had to get round. Dots the ball down in the corner, and I think we said it, you know, Wood obviously was just starting to feel the pace of the game. It was the last tackle as well, and that would what really would have hurt Ian Watson, that his pass to Dobson that was low that forced Dobson to knock on the last tackle is a poor turnover on the halfway stage. How do Leeds capitalise? Well, they bring Mitch Garber on, who's massive for yardage this year. He takes a drive in the middle, three players to pull him down. The ball is then spun to the opposite side, expected on the last tackle. It's not kicked. Great rugby intelligence from Danny Maguire.
Down the short side goes Parcell. He's through the gap. It's Parcell. He's on fire. He leads back inside. It goes to Walker. Walker will be tackled by an amazing tackle by Greg Johnson. This will be the last one. Brilliant from Johnson to get back. Can Leeds capitalise again? It's to Joel Moon. Joel Moon's going to be held, is he? He's going to get the ball away. It's still the last. It's one on one. Watkins, too big, too strong, gets over the line. Brilliant player from the Leeds Rhinos. It was great last-ditch attempt from Salford, but in the end, they just ran out of numbers, and Callum Watkins on the edge. He threw the dummy. He got over the top of Michael Dobson, and he scores the try. Back-to-back tries from the Rhinos. It's Salford 6, Leeds 14.
Put that down to Matt Parcell, a wonderful midfield break, and he sized up the opportunity. Unlike Wella Hararki early on, who botched a try, he realised he couldn't make it. Great support from Jack Walker on the inside. Lovely pass to him, but fantastically read by Johnston, who came and sized him down. But again, calmness personified on the last tackle. Leeds decide to run it. Moon looks like he's been caught with the ball, somehow smuggles it out. Then when you've got Callum Watkins in space, he's not going to be denied, close to the line. And that's twice in consecutive plays that Leeds have run on the last tackle, run to the right-hand side and scored on both occasions.
Parcell, inside pass to Galloway. And Galloway, big and strong, but he's tackled. But it's a quick play of the ball, scooting for the line. He's Parcell. Is he over the line? You bet he is. It's back-to-back-to-back tries for the Leeds Rhinos. And Parcell scores. It's Salford 6, Leeds 20. And as this carries on, Leeds will be over the other side of the river and back with the 2 points to Yorkshire by half-time.
It's amazing to think that, as you said, after the first 10 minutes, we were looking at a Salford masterclass. Now you're almost on the verge of saying, this is as well as Leeds have played all season with these three back-to-back tries. That is top-class class attack. If Leeds have been criticised for anything this year, perhaps slightly unfairly, bearing in mind the points they have actually scored, it's the fluency of their attack. Not today. They've been running out of dummy half, they've been passing offloads when they shouldn't be on, they've been creating overlaps on the last tackle. Kicks have been good, accurate, putting Salford under pressure. And I think you're right, you look at the Salford coaching staff, and I don't think they're complaining about anything. They're just saying, how on earth do we get the ball back?
It's Maguire who's kicking to Johnson on that far side. The last one he knocked dead. This time he allows Ryan Hall to take the ball. That's been knocked on. This will be another try for the Leeds Rhinos. And Joel Moon on that far side says, thank you very much. Robert Louis come up with the error. The ball was allowed to be taken by Ryan Hall. He got the offload away. It was straight to Robert Louis. Robert Louis keep hold of the ball. It bounces into the arms of Joel Moon, and Joel Moon has the easiest trial scoring Leeds Rhinos colours this year, and he adds more points to the Leeds total. Salford 6, Leeds 26.
I think that's Moon's 20th try of the season, which is a fantastic return. Just moves back to the centre. First time he picks the ball up in that position, he's strolling over on a post. But again, it's a brilliant last tackle play from Leeds. That's their last three tries, all been scored on the last tackle play. This time, instead of a pass, a brilliant kick from Danny Maguire, right on the money. Salford made the mistake, I think, of allowing Ryan Hall to catch that ball. As soon as they had, Johnson was round him, but Hall looked to get the ball away. Louis' hand was in there trying to gather it up, but all it did was pushed it into the path of Moon. But why allow Ryan Hall to catch that ball? He's huge. Wouldn't you be better just going for it yourself?
Maguire wide out on that far side, little short pass to Ryan Hall, who crosses the halfway line by about 5 metres. Moon's at dummy half to Ablett. Ablett then to Cuthbertson, Cuthbertson then to Parcell. Parcell's got numbers to Jamie Jones-Buchanan. Jamie Jones-Buchanan steps inside a couple of tackles. And boy, you've just got to admire the brilliance of Leeds Rhinos. Excellent play. Again, Parcell heavily involved along with Cuthbertson. The final pass goes to JJB, and he crosses for another try for the Leeds Rhinos, and they hit the 30-point mark. Salford 4, Leeds Rhinos 30.
It's exhibition stuff at the moment. That is how to exploit an extra man. Absolutely wonderful play from Adam Cuthbertson, the best offloader in the competition. He's back to his 2015 levels of getting the ball away, but he's got such a willing partner in Matt Parcell, who trails him everywhere like a faithful dog, and he was the one that created the extra man. And then Jones Buchanan, he had men on the outside, but he was going at such speed, the covering defence was coming across, he just backed himself. A lovely step from the big old man, and I won't be telling him that to his face, obviously, and reached out, put the ball down. But perfect team try, all came from Adam Cuthbertson in the middle of the field. And again, Salford split open at dummy half. They cannot keep these marauding Leeds backs and forwards, who are interchanging so successfully, at bay.
Cuthbertson gets the ball away to Lilly, who drops his shoulder and tries to poke his nose in between two defenders, but he's hit hard on that far side by Ryan Lannan, who's in and he's out and he's back in again, and he makes the tackle. It's now to Maguire. Maguire thinks about the kick. It's brilliant kick. What a kick, Danny Maguire. I just stand up and I don't know what to say, Phil. Absolute brilliance from Danny Maguire. There's not often I'm lost for words. A masterclass this afternoon from a halfback who's in absolutely control of everything that he does. He's adapted his game from the runner he came through as a young kid and made his name. Now he's the best organiser in the business. And in this form, Phil, he's still the best halfback we have. Leeds score again through the winger, Tom Briscoe. And it's now Salford 6, Leeds 36.
I have to say again that that's just peak game management. Where are Salford light by a man? Where Junior Sow would have been on the left-hand side. The attack comes to a slight stuttering halt. What's on? Maguire, time, space, vision, everything that Gary Schofield asked for. Vision and awareness. Realises that the Salford defence on that side have had to jam in to make way for where Sow would have been. So puts in the perfect grubber kick behind them. The winger could only turn and watch, and Tom Briscoe stolen a march. And great pickup, must say, from Briscoe as well, of a rolling ball. Dives over in the corner. 36-6. The last half an hour has been an absolute masterclass from Leeds, but it has been from Danny Maguire. And if as is potentially rumoured, he may not be at Leeds next year, then I think somebody needs to go back to the drawing board and say, we need to find a way of fitting him in. He can go round another year. He can play with whoever you put alongside him. It doesn't matter. He is at the peak of his game at the moment.
Offload out the back door from Jones. Allowed to play on. It's picked up by Krasniqi, who's got Tarzan. Murdoch-Masilla on the charge. They ain't going to stop him. That is for sure. Salford, maybe, just maybe, it will be the best comeback ever if they can get a result here. But every comeback's got to start somewhere, Phil, and Salford scored first in the second half. They kept the ball alive a couple of times when the tackle looked complete, and finally the ball was in the arms of Murdoch-Masilla, one-on-one with 17-year-old Jack Walker. That's not a sight you want to see every day for a young fullback. And Murdoch-Masilla, too big, too strong, crashes over. And Salford, like they did in the first half, they get the first point. Salford 10, Leeds 36.
Well, put that one down to Olsi Krasniqi. Stood up in the tackle and got a magnificent ball away. And as you say, once Murdoch-Masilla was into space, there was no stopping him. But I think, again, that possibly does come back down to Jordan Lilley's kick. Maybe he should have put it off the island, or perhaps should have put it behind the fullback Gareth O'Brien. He allowed O'Brien to pick it up and make easy meters, but then going direct and up the middle, Brining again, quick hour dummy half, and he gets Salford on the front foot as Dobson converts. But it all came from that standing in the tackle with three men round him from Olsi Krasniqi. He slipped the ball out once Murdoch-Masilla was in space. A cement mixer wouldn't have stopped him, never mind 17-year-old Jack Walker.
Krasniqi again from dummy half. He's going to back himself to get over the line. He's got over the line. I don't think he's got the ball down, and then he's forced back into the field of play. This time it's Dobson. Dobson does get over the line, and is there a comeback? You just never know. It's got to start somewhere. Michael Dobson with the try at the left of the post. One thing is for sure, Salford won't give up. Salford 16, Leeds 38.
Well, sniping out of dummy half, there was going to be no wide passing. Then Danny Maguire screaming at players to come across because he knew that they were overexposed on the right-hand side, but Salford weren't having anything of it. They were just going the direct route. Looked as though Krasniqi had forced his way over, but was rolled back, and then before Leeds could readjust, Dobson, taking the hooking roll, decided, I'm going over from here, just at the side of the post, reached over, got his arm free. He's going to add the conversion. He's going to take the Salford score up to 18. 38 for Leeds. We've got about 15 minutes left. Is it too late to mount a comeback? Well, certainly they're not going to die wondering, and Michael Dobson's going to do all he can. He's got a try and three goals so far.
Parcell from dummy half, couple of dummies inside Mullally, under the post. Was any doubt about the game? There isn't now. Mullally clashes under the post. Doesn't get many, does the big guy? And he scores under the post. It's now Salford 18, Leeds 42.
And there's the winning try. I think the game was probably won in the first half, but if you needed the icing on the cake, and full credit to Salford, it's the first try Leeds have scored in this second period. But trickery from Matt Parcell. You've said it all along that the most important position perhaps is the hooker. What about Parcell then? He goes one way, then he holds the ball out in one hand, then he pulls it back in again, then he pulls in a dummy runner, then he decides to turn it on the inside to the second runner, who's Anthony Mullally. Huge gap for him under the post. Comes from Rob Lewis' mistake. And again, we spoke about, you know, you don't need to go for the champion play on play one when you've just scored. But how costly is a mistake from that, from Salford? How demoralising must that be? They get themselves into a point where even their crowd is saying, oh, is there a chance? We've got to try. We need another one. We need to go back to back. Within one play, they've lost the ball. Within four plays of that, Leeds have pulled them to the left, they've pulled them back to the right. Parcell, dictating the orchestra in the middle of the field, just hands it on a plate to Mullally. He dives over with his flowing hair. Lilley will convert, I'm sure, from in front of the post. That'll be 44-18, which probably is a measure of what we've seen over the full 68 minutes.
Tazi, he goes hard and straight forward, tackled by Cuthbertson inside the 10 to Dobson again. The pass is to Robert Louis, flat pass to Murdoch-Masilla. He's big, he's strong, too big, too strong. And the big man crashes over for his second try. Salford 22, Leeds 44. A little bit more respectability added to the scoreline.
Well, again, that's what has been Salford's modus operandi this year. Dobson, Louis, Murdoch-Masilla. It's almost impossible to defend against, particularly on your own line. And with ease, the big man just twisted and turned over. And again, that will bring some confidence back to Salford. They've got up to the 20-point mark. They've won the second half. And I think, again, if you're a coach, you half-time, you perhaps know in your bones that the game's gone. What aims do you set your team for the second half? You say, well, let's go out and win it. If we can do nothing else, let's at least score more points than the opposition in the second period. They've done that.
Into the last 10 seconds. This will be the last play of the game. Jordan Lilly throws one dummy out the back to Maguire, further wide to Joel Moon.
Oh, great ball, what a Joel pass. Moon.
Jack Walker for the touch. Can he get over? I'm not so sure he can. Yes, he can. He's having a word with his touch judge and his in goal. He gives the try and Jack Walker finishes it off. Leeds have the opportunity to get to the 50-point mark. What about the offload from Joel Moon? Absolutely magical. 24 points to 48. The hooter has gone. Kick to come.
In we'll some see. Respects, the scoreline now reflects the game. Leeds have been twice as good as Salford. Then I think the Walker's first try in Super League, he got three in the Challenge Cup against Doncaster, but showed great strength to twist out of the tackle and put the ball down. But as you say, what a magician is Joel Moon. We missed him in the second half, because in the first half he was doing that in the middle of the field and setting up chances and being out in the centre since Callum Watkins went off. He hasn't really had the opportunity to do that. Credit to Jordan Lilly, because he decided to keep the ball going with less than 5 seconds on the clock, drew a man in, took the hit, got the ball out, Maguire passed it on, Moon with a lovely little flick with two men there, and Walker showing great strength, because he had two defenders to get through, but you could tell from all the Leeds fans that were behind the post that he'd got the ball down. The referee agrees. Jordan Lilly will have the coup de grace of the final minute of the final kick of the game from the sideline to put it over. If Leeds get it, they're up to 50 points, and you'd have to say he's not giving it a bad shot. He has done it from the touchline. Leeds get 50, and you'd have to say, on the basis of that, coming to second place Salford and scoring 50 points, this is Leeds' best performance of the season.